Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Atkins. All right, so we are going to be doing a three-part mini-series on hiring skills. So, yes. You know what, I know the context of this, we're not going to talk a lot about the, you know, how much do you pay, or is this a volunteer position or a paid position? Or, no, this is more about when you are recruiting a new volunteer or recruiting a new staff member, paid or unpaid, how do you discern for character, chemistry, and competency. So on today's episode, we are going to be talking about in that interview process, in that getting to know you sort of time that you would have with a potential staff member or volunteer leader, how do you discern for character? So what are your thoughts on that? How to discern for character?
I mean, it's really, really, it's hard because, you know, anybody in our anybody in the church world knows how to have the Sunday school answers.
And so yeah, that's right.
It's really hard to just ask Sunday school questions and you're going to get a Sunday school answer. So it's really talking about, you know, failure and forgiveness and different things like that. So, hey, when's the last time you had to ask for forgiveness from somebody that you worked with or from your boss? You know, tell me about that. What were the circumstances? You know, what did that look like? I think you're going to have to dig a little bit deeper than saying, you know, how do you handle conflict? Or do you have a quiet time? Or because when people say character too, it means a lot of different things. So maybe we should start there. Like Daniel, when you asked the question or when we talked about character, competency, and
chemistry.
Then what do you mean by character? Interviewing for character?
Yeah, well, that's the piece, because when you think about a team and the team that you're leading, I mean, you want to be able to trust them, right? And how can you trust them? I mean, we're not talking about hiring for Chick-fil-A, although maybe it would be similar for them too. you know, we're not talking about hiring for Starbucks, right? Or for the post office or wherever. We're talking about hiring someone or recruiting someone into a leadership position for your church. So immediately I think about Philippians chapter 2, where we are called to adopt the same attitude as that of Christ Jesus, right? And we hear and we read those verses that are about humility, and ultimately everyone on your team should be like Christ, or should be living a lifestyle where they are not through morality, but in dependence on God, in being filled with the Holy Spirit, in drawing near to Him. You know, everyone, right? So when we think about character, the model is Christ, right? I mean, that is who we are ultimately all supposed to be like, right? Christians, we're little Christs. But how do you discern for that, right? Especially if you don't know the person. It's different if you know them and you've known them over the years, because that's one of the things. Like, you can lie about your character in an interview, or for a little bit, or maybe even for months, you might be able to do that, but you can't lie about your character for years, right? It's ultimately going to show and it's ultimately going to come out. So that's the piece, right? Because you can, you know, when it comes to chemistry and competency, we're going to talk about how you can figure that stuff. But the character piece, especially when it comes to interviewing, it's tricky because you don't have the long view. The interview process isn't 2 years long, right? Right. It's shorter. So that's the question. How do you discern for that? How do you see that? How do you pull that out so that within 1, 2, 3, 4 interviews, or over a coffee or over a lunch, if it's a volunteer, you're able to get a gauge and Yeah. And if you're, and here's the other thing, right? We're talking about hiring. Let's say you were completely wrong. Well, that's a reason why when it comes to volunteers, you should have a testing phase. But if you don't have a testing kind of trial phase or opportunities like that, you at least say, okay, you know what? We're going to ask you to commit for a year. Right. And that's our encouragement, right? What we teach at Pipeline as well, where it's, yeah, recruit them for a year so that naturally there's a feedback opportunity. Naturally, there's time to do evaluation on both sides, but you're not stuck with them for life. It's a little bit different on the hiring side of things if you're hiring them as staff member, and that's why you should have a probationary period. But even then, you might not be able to know and discern their character within the first 90 days of their probationary period.
Well, I mean, okay, so when I think character, I'm thinking two things. One is really about spiritual maturity and Christ-likeness. The other is really about values. So, you know, hey, how did you prepare for this meeting? Or tell me, you know, something you've taught yourself in the last 6 months.
Oh,
or, you know, it's more of the type. There's one that is spiritual, and the other is, you know, hey, when's the last time you asked for help?
Yeah. Oh, that's good. So, because that shows something. Yeah.
Yeah. Because those show character traits that I want.
Yeah.
Well, versus the spiritual side. I will say this though, Daniel,
yeah.
One of the best ways that you can discover this is out of those three areas. Yes, you want to understand somebody's competence. Yes, you want to understand their chemistry and how they are on a team. But this is one of the key places you can hone in on when you're calling references. And everybody's going to be, we all know calling references is hard because they've hand selected these people. But you know, don't give them yes, no answers. Give them an opportunity to tell a story and dig in two or three questions deep, not just check the box on, I call the references.
Well, and that's the thing with both. I want to give a few practical examples that you can do next time you're recruiting a volunteer or hiring a staff member and how you can discern for character. We're going to do that after our ad in just a little bit. But the thing, Todd, that just pops out to me is this whole idea of, you know, when you go to war or when you go battle, there's always that strategy of flanking, right? And it's just like, it's the surprise element. And that's the piece, especially on the character side of things. You don't say, here's my checklist. Do you exhibit love? Do you exhibit joy? Do you exhibit peace, patience, kindness? Give me an example. The last time you showed patience in your dealing, like when you ask these questions straight on, obviously it's an interview and we're going to present our best side. So how do you get the other side of that? So let's just hear a quick word from our sponsor for today, and we will get into some practical nuts and bolts that you can use the next time you do this. Jesus's final charge to his disciples was to go and make disciples of all nations. And yet many Christians today struggle to understand what this means for them, and many churches find it difficult to equip the saints for the work of ministry. For the past 15 years, our friends at Downline Ministries have partnered with local churches by equipping men and women to know God's word and make disciples in the context of their homes, their churches, and their communities. They do this through the Downline Institute, a 9-month training program where students are taught Genesis to Revelation, biblical manhood, womanhood, and practical discipleship training. So if you long for a greater knowledge of God's word, a clearer vision for making disciples, and a strengthening of biblical discipleship in your church, check out the Downline Institute's in-person and virtual training options. Downline is offering our listeners $100 off of the tuition costs. Just use the code LIFEWAY when you apply at downlineministries.com. Now back to the episode. All right, Todd. So the first thing, this is one thing that I do, and I'm a bit hesitant at saying this because I do know that some of my staff members at the church listen into this podcast. So maybe this is letting the cat out of the bag, but perhaps maybe this will help them in their hiring too. So it's okay. It's not a secret or anything. But one thing that I do is I like to I like to take the person out of the boardroom table environment, out of the traditional environmental pieces that'll say, this is an interview, I'm across the table from you, I'm doing this, and I hold the power and you're the one being interviewed. No, I try to take it away from all of that and just go to a neutral ground and just get to know them. And I'm not asking the traditional questions that they would expect in an interview. I'm actually just getting to know who they are and seeing how the conversation is led. So with, you know, I don't like, when it comes to all the hires at our church, I'm not involved in all the hires from beginning to end. But when it comes to ministry staff, I always have one interview with every single one of our serious candidates. And you know, I say, hey, let's go for a walk, right? Or let's go do this, let's do that. And we're just getting to know each other, sharing stories. I'm sharing stories, seeing how they react, asking them about stories. And it's just interesting how you can really get a glimpse and a different side of them than they would often expose over a boardroom table during an interview.
I like that. Because it's, I mean, you could like really mess with people. You could like plant dogs and old people. If you see how
you
someone
could, I don't for the record, I don't, dogs, but I see that you could
old people and children, like you need an interaction with an obnoxious child. With a okay. daughter and old person and okay. a dog.
If we're doing this,
all those people, yeah. if they treat all three well, then you're like, you're hired. You're okay. a great person.
If we're talking about planting, because that's actually pretty funny, you got to plant someone spilling a drink on the person too.
That would be amazing.
Or just like, well, hitting them on the shoulder, like bump into people.
That would be really interesting, because I grew up the way I grew up, you know, like I have a strong filter. But I know people that are more godly than I am, I would say, and they don't have the same filter that I do when it comes to, if you spilled a drink on them or something, who knows what they would say.
Well, yeah, especially if they have expensive sneakers. There are no creases in my sneakers, and now you just spilled. Okay, no, but you know what's so interesting about that is it goes back to this whole idea of flanking. Now, obviously, and this is why when it comes to inviting someone to discern about being an elder or a deacon of your church, this is why you should never rush into it. And this is why, if you don't have this written into your elder or deacon policy manual, you should, that they should be a member of the church for at least a couple of years. And I know if you're a brand new church plant, you're like, how does that work? And, you know, most denominations that we've worked with, I mean, there's the provision of, you know, you don't need elders within your first couple of years of ministry, you know, of existence, because you're not fully an independent church yet. Now, having said all that, you need... character is one of those things that you can only discover over time. But if you want to microwave it, like what we're talking about here, that's actually not that bad of an idea, Todd, about planting people. I'm not 100% sure about that, but I think that would be a really quick way to see how they react. Because here's the thing that comes to my mind, Todd. I know some people who are so good at interviewing, and they're so good at, you know, saying the right answers, doing the right things, and, you know, you're the center of attention, and they know how to relate with you, and there's all that side of things, but all of a sudden external environmental circumstances come in, and someone bumps them on the shoulder or spills a drink on them or something like that happens, you kind of get a quick glimpse of the real person.
Oh yeah. Because when you get squeezed, yeah. whatever's inside comes out.
Yeah, totally. I still don't know. I think this like goes against probably all HR practices. So we're not
sure it does.
So it is interesting though.
Yes. You all know people in your church that are that love the Lord, and some of them are blind or nose blind to some places where they don't they aren't mature. But I mean, you know, there are people in your church that you could introduce them to and see how those interactions go.
And
really quickly discern, okay. I have felt like in most situations that when I'm brought in the past, when I've been brought in to interview, you know, like when I interviewed with Lifeway, they introduced me to several people that they knew I would get along with. So Trevin Wax was one of those people. Faith Watley was one of those people. And I'm just like, wow, I love the leaders here are super sharp. Mm. Like, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I bet we put our best foot forward, and it may be helpful to discern someone's character if we put a mixed bag of people that they're going to be interacting with.
That's so funny. You know, and actually this is, so it is a little questionable. I'm still processing this verbally with you, but I think this is why hiring internally is the best way to go when it comes to recruiting volunteers, leaders, ministry staff. Now, there might be the occasion where you need to go external. Oftentimes most churches go external because they don't have a pipeline to raise up people internally, but that's why we talk about leadership pipeline so much and why it's so important, because you got to raise them from within. And you know, if you're raising someone from within, you will know their character, because you will have staff members and other people who can attest to that, who are not just, you know, the official references. And that's the best way to discern for a character. So there you go. All right. So, you know what, Todd, that is, we're coming to the end of today's podcast on the hiring skills for discerning for character. Next episode that we're together on episode 614, we're going to continue this conversation on not how to discern for character, but how to discern for chemistry. So thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you next time.